There we go. Okay. Have we had some other people join us?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Who else is here?
My name is Nancy.
My name
is Nancy.
And I am Salif.
And Salif. Okay.
Yes.
I did get the pronunciation correct. Yay. Okay. I need to move this out of my way. Close that. So I'm not going to be able to see the chat. I'm on a Mac, and once I start, I can't see it. So again, welcome. We're talking about how to be a direct communicator without crossing the line. And this is a preview of the 7-session course that I'm starting to teach on the 20th of July. And this is my 7th year of teaching it. 7 classes, 7 years. And I usually only teach it once a year, but I decided to do kind of a bonus session. And so we were just talking about why is this important to you? It can make or break your coaching business. And so I was talking about working with a Japanese organization, providing leadership and executive coaching. And I said, how do you want me to show up, as my usual direct Western self, or should I adjust my communication more for your culture, which tends to be less direct? And they said, oh no, we want you to show up as your direct Western self, because our leaders are working internationally, we have offices around the world, and they need to know how to communicate with people who communicate directly. So let's think about this for a minute. If I had just decided without checking in with them that I was going to dial my communication down and be less direct to fit their culture, that would not have been why they were hiring me. And they could have been really disappointed. And in that culture, because it's less direct, they might not have told me. They might just have not engaged with me anymore. I could have lost the contract. And on the other hand, if I had shown up my usual Western direct self, and they could have thought, and that wasn't what they wanted, or that wasn't what they were expecting, they could have thought, wow, she is really rude and offensive, and that we don't want to work with her anymore. And again, I could have lost the contract. And on the other hand, just within one country, we can have differences in culturally on communication. And that's one of the things I cover in the course. And we have lots of practice around this. It's very, almost like a lab, a coaching lab. And one of my first coaches was on the West Coast. And I found myself squirming in my chair and feeling impatient and my attention drifting, watching the minutes tick away as I listened to my laid-back West Coast coach catch me up on his life and ask me about mine in the opening 15 minutes of our hour coaching session. I wanted to get right to the point. And the saving grace for him was that he had in writing and verbally invited me to let him know if anything was getting in the way of our coaching. That was getting in the way of our coaching. I could have fired him. He could have lost my business. So I hope this is giving you a little bit of idea of how important direct communication can be. So we were at different points on the directometer, which is something we came up in one of our